Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's look at the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. EU regulator recommends using Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine. Johnson & Johnson will produce 2 to 3 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses in 2022, claims chief scientific officer. And meanwhile, AstraZeneca vaccine, that is Covishield, is suspended in 10 European countries over reports of blood clot. Meanwhile, Novavax COVID-19 vaccine is found to be 96.4% effective in final analysis of UK phase 3 study. Moving on, two top updates from India. Is lockdown imminent? Mumbai and rest of Maharashtra staring at another COVID-19 spike. Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray has said avoiding another lockdown was still possible if citizens followed safety protocols meant to curb the spread of the virus. The 60-year-old Chief Minister, who got his first vaccine shot earlier that day, said his government would be forced to implement a complete lockdown in some areas if rules were not followed by the people. A decision would be taken in the next couple of days is what he has said. Meanwhile, 90% of Mumbai's COVID-19 patients in January and February from high rises. Lockdown in Maharashtra's Parbhani district for 3 days as COVID-19 cases surge. Meanwhile, actor Manoj Bajpayee has tested positive for COVID-19, and 700 people attended a wedding in Maharashtra, and organizers have been booked. Meanwhile, COVID-19 surge due to Gram Panchayat polls and disregard of rules is what experts are saying. As we already spoke about the rising cases of coronavirus in Maharashtra, authorities have been attributing it to the crowding witnessed during the Gram Panchayat elections held mid-January this year, and disregard of norms by common people as well as politicians is what reports are suggesting. And the state recorded over 14,300 fresh infections, which is not only the highest so far in 2021, but also since October last year. And the overall case count till Thursday night was around 22,66,000. And we are not only talking about Mumbai, it includes Pune and Thane and several cities and district, like we spoke about Parbhani and Vidarbha regions, which are also witnessing a spike in cases. Let's look at the top updates from around the world. Joe Biden sets May 1st target to have all adults COVID-19 vaccine eligible. And Joe Biden has signed $1.9 trillion stimulus bill and is eyeing a next stage of pandemic fight. Meanwhile, Italy is set to announce closure of schools, shops and restaurants. So Italy's government is expected to announce another set of restrictions with the closure of schools, restaurants and shops across the country as the new wave of infections is again putting hospitals under pressure. Prime Minister is expected to hold a cabinet meeting to decide new restrictions on the Eurozone's third largest economy, as per reports. We know that more contagious variants are now widespread. Italy's more populated northern region, like Milan, some of the high-risk red zones are now a problem for the country. Meanwhile, fears in Tokyo's state of emergency could be extended as cases in Tokyo are also seeing a rise. Meanwhile, Australia is continuing AstraZeneca rollout. With that, we are winding up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. We will see you very soon, but till then, stay safe.